Arias Medical Group is a leading healthcare staffing agency offering full-time travel and direct hire career opportunities for physical therapists nationwide. An exciting career is waiting for you. Dream it and live it with Arias. To learn more, call 1-800-340-2619.
This is Spinal Tap News, bringing you what's news in the field of physical therapy in 15 minutes or less.
Numbers will go to 11.
You don't have hours to scour the internet for what's news in PT. And that's where we come in. This is Spinal Tap News from the brewers of the PT Pinecast, live from the Spinal Tap Newsroom with your host, Jimmy McKay.
This is Spinal Tap News, recorded on October 31st, 2016, brewed by the PT Pinecast and poured by Arias Medical Staffing. We cover the field of physical therapy in 15 minutes or less, or your money back. I'm your host, physical therapist, Jimmy McKay. Our lead story, APTA's Student Assembly elects a new board of directors. The American Physical Therapy Association Student Assembly elected their new board of directors on Saturday, October 29th at the National Student Conclave in Miami, Florida. The results are in. President Megan Ruse from Pacific University, Vice President Katie Leitner out of Concordia University, St. Paul, Secretary is Michelle Wynn from California State University, Long Beach, Director of Communications Cruz Romero from Northern Arizona University, Director of Membership Eddie Smith, also from Northern Arizona U, SPT Delegate Ali Brakey from Sacred Heart, SPTA Delegate Key Pack from Somerset Community College, NomCom Chair-elect Ron Peacock Jr. from Slippery Rock University, and finally, your new nominating committee member is Jill Tanich from the University of Vermont. Check out our Half Pint with Megan Ruse shortly after her election to the presidency to get her views on where the Student Assembly is headed and what her strategies are.
I think the biggest thing to take away from any conference that you go to is that involvement is actually very valuable and very easy. Yeah. All you have to do is say you're interested, and you'll find a lot of people to talk to.
The crackdown on healthcare fraud continues. According to the Wall Street Journal, a recent audit revealed that 82% of Medicare payments for chiropractic services, totaling $359 million, didn't comply with Medicare rules and requirements. Though Medicare does not impose a limit on the number of chiropractic visits a patient can receive, a 2005 Office of Inspector General evaluation concluded that as the number of visits exceeded 12, the likelihood of the visits fulfilling the medically necessary rule dropped dramatically. There's no way to recoup the hundreds of millions of dollars lost. However, changes in billing practice and stricter regulation of reimbursement have been strongly recommended to CMS. In a Bloomberg Law article, the American Chiropractic Association stated that the report does not accurately reflect recent efforts by chiropractors to provide better documentation. The ACA has developed a new e-training product to assist with these efforts. The Medicare crackdown instituted by the Obama administration does not start and end with this finding on chiropractic billing practices. According to the Fiscal Times, the Fraud Task Force has arrested and prosecuted about 1,200 people involved in defrauding CMS for more than $3.5 billion, with a B. Most recently, the San Diego Union-Tribune reports that more than 300 doctors, pharmacists, and nurses have been arrested for healthcare fraud that cost the government more than $900 million. Cron, a Houston-based news source, reports that three top executives at a physical therapy company called Teamwork Ready were convicted this week by a federal jury on conspiracy, healthcare fraud, wire fraud, and money laundering. The company treated injured federal workers. Patients reported they used exercise equipment in a packed gym, but were all billed for one-on-one physical therapy. Bill properly, people, or pay the price. Consumers are experiencing sticker shock as insurance plans roll out. The New York Times reports that premiums for mid-level health plans under the Affordable Care Act will increase by an average of 25% next year, while some states will find fewer plans available. Open enrollment begins November 1, but the options were released on Monday. Consumers who go without insurance in the next year do face tax penalties. Major insurers have pulled out of the public marketplace, citing multi-billion dollar losses, and one in five consumers on healthcare.gov will find only one insurer with offerings next year. The New York Times states that, quote, the rising cost and shrinking options all but ensure that the next president will need to make significant adjustments to the health law. End quote.
News from the American Physical Therapy Association.
Just bring it!
We partnered with the American Physical Therapy Association to cover the National Student Conclave in Miami last weekend, bringing NSC to you one episode at a time. Check out NSC 2016 Live from Miami episodes for full conference coverage, including the annual student Q&A with Sharon Dunn, an interview with Scott Chesney, the keynote speaker, and our Half Pints, highlighting student innovation across the profession. An update on PT Day of Service. PT Day of Service is an international grassroots volunteer initiative created by physical therapists Josh D'Angelo and Afosa Gwobodia. PT Day of Service encourages PTs around the world to perform an act of service in their communities and share those acts online. Wrapping up this year, more than $23,000 was raised to be distributed among three charities, with acts of service being completed in all 50 states and 42 countries internationally. Check out their hashtag PTDOS, which received more than 90,000 hits this year. Josh D'Angelo from PT Day of Service had this to say about the event.
Thanks to all who participated in the 2016 PT Day of Service. We had 50 states and 42 countries come together to serve their communities. Representative Ruben Gallego out of Arizona, who serves in the U.S. House of Representatives, recorded a live video thanking the PT profession, and 90,000 people across the globe were talking about the hashtag PTDOS specifically on Facebook. Please, please share your stories with us via social media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram with the handle at PT Day of Service. We're so proud and so inspired by the efforts of our colleagues around the world.
For more information, check out their website, ptdayofservice.com. A Hurricane Matthew aftermath update from the island of Haiti. STAND, the Haiti Project, which is led by physical therapists Justin Dunaway and Morgan Denny, is a 501c3 nonprofit organization that takes several annual trips to provide continual orthopedic care to needy Haitian communities. The organization was conducting a treatment trip when Hurricane Matthew struck the island of Haiti earlier this month. Dr. Dunaway gives us his account on being in Haiti during the storm.
We did have a team in Haiti during Hurricane Matthew. We were very lucky. At the last minute, the hurricane veered to the west, had all the windows barricaded. We canceled clinic one day to keep people safe during the hurricane and still treated 50 patients that day. And overall, we saw about 1,500 patients. The good news is the clinic in the area we were in did not sustain any damage. So the project is still full go, and we will be back in town the end of January for another amazing 2 weeks.
Find out more about STAND, the Haiti Project, at standhaitiproject.org.
This is the PT Pinecast.
Thought about a career as a traveling physical therapist? Arias Medical Group is a leading healthcare staffing agency offering full-time travel and direct hire career opportunities for PTs nationwide. Whether you're a new graduate or seasoned therapist, an exciting career is waiting for you. Dream it and live it with Arias. To learn more, call 1-800-340-2619 or visit ariusmedical.com. That's A-U-R-E-U-S medical.com.
This is Spinal Tap News from the brewers of the PT Pinecast, live from the Spinal Tap Newsroom with your host, Jimmy McKay.
Technology and physical therapy, soft robots could change PT for stroke patients. According to NatureWorldNews.com, researchers at École Polytechnique Fédérale de Lausanne have created a robot that mimics the behavior of human muscle tissue. The robots are made of an elastomer that can move in many different ways, providing diverse opportunities to assist with movement support during rehabilitation exercises in all physical therapy settings.
One of the soft robots that we developed is a wearable device in the form of a belt designed for upper body postural support and rehabilitation exercise. This was motivated by a collaboration with physiotherapists who study stroke patients that suffer from an asymmetry which is detrimental to gait. Inside the belt, we use a type of artificial muscle, which is made of a rubber tube that we inflate with pressurized air, but rather than expand like a balloon, we wrap this rubber tube with a fiber that does not stretch. So that allows artificial muscle to expand or contract or bend in the way that we want to apply the proper force to the belt.
To find out more about clinical applications to these soft robots, visit the École Polytechnique's website. We have the link in the chaser that accompanies this episode at ptpinecast.com. Interruptions during inpatient neurocare is preventable. PT in Motion reports that up to 10% of interruptions in care for neuro patients in inpatient rehabilitation facilities can be prevented. The study, originally published in the American Journal of Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation, focused on the prevalence and causes of IRF program interruptions and short-stay transfers. The most common preventable conditions were dehydration and urinary tract infections. With bundled payments, preventing these conditions could result in cost reduction and be an important element in emerging payment scenarios. WebPT announces a new CEO. This month, WebPT announced the appointment of Nancy Ham as the company's chief executive officer. Ham has served as the president, CEO, and director for multiple companies and was recognized as one of the 25 most powerful women in health IT. WebPT has grown its revenue by more than 35% annually over the last 2 years. The Physical Therapy Business Alliance reviews their year with the Alliance for Physical Therapy Quality and Innovation. Jeff Hathaway, the president of the Physical Therapy Business Alliance, which is an organization of small physical therapy businesses that engages on payment and legislative issues, states that the partnership has allowed the PTBA to have a larger, more organized voice within the profession and provides fresh perspectives on complex issues. Hathaway's letter states, quote, "We need a unified voice for the business of PT in the payer community, at CMS, with the APTA, to the networks, and most importantly, with the communities we all serve." Across healthcare, yoga, just as good for back pain as PT. WebMD reports that preliminary findings presented by MD Robert Spacer of Integrative Medicine at Boston Medical Center showed that yoga can be just as good as physical therapy for back pain. The study, which is yet to go through the peer review process, enrolled 320 patients with chronic back pain and assign them randomly to three trial groups, yoga, PT, and education. Both PT and yoga had similar outcomes. Changing the system to reduce ED admits. The Charlotte Observer reports that Community Care of North Carolina is reducing emergency department visits by providing preventative care and resources to patients on Medicaid. The initiative grew out of an analysis of readmission data from the Charlotte area. The people most likely to be readmitted? Those who weren't staying on top of chronic conditions or receiving adequate medical care in the first place. The program connects those that are identified as being at high risk for readmission with community resources, nurses, and social workers that ensure that patients are taking their medications and receiving the care they need. The results? A 17% decrease in ED visits from 2013 to 2014. That's more than 29,000 fewer visits. The project has produced spin-off ventures that will continue the model of front-end prevention.
It's news from physical therapy legislation.
Dry needling versus acupuncture, an update from Washington State. KOMO News reports that the battle between acupuncturists and dry needlers in the state of Washington remains at a standstill until an official ruling is handed down in December. A lawmaker had requested that the state review the current moratorium on physical therapists performing dry needling earlier in the year, after the legislature voted down the measure that would have added the ability to the State Practice Act for physical therapists. Acupuncturists in the state continue to maintain that PTs with only 54 hours of dry needling instruction are not safe. The preliminary comments from the health department are not encouraging. They state that based on the comments they've received during the Sunrise review period, they could not recommend expanding the PT scope of practice. However, the rebuttal period ended October 10th, and the official ruling will be released this December.
Here's some news from Physical Therapy Research.
Huzzah!
Got a constipated kid? PT could help. Fox News reports that many children with constipation may have an easier time going when potty training is paired with exercise to improve posture and strengthening of pelvic floor muscles. This is suggested by a recent study among 53 school-aged children. 93% of the group that received physical therapy no longer had constipation issues, compared to 63% in the group that did not receive PT. The kids were educated on proper toilet posture. Try explaining that one to your friends with kids. Physical therapy research is helping kids with CP. The University of Hartford's College of Education, Nursing, and Health Professions has been working on a project headed by Sandy Saavedria that is helping children with moderate to severe CP maximize their functional abilities with novel interventions for postural control. As reported in Cerebral Palsy News Today, the study addresses an evidence gap in the effective treatment options for this population. The team is applying targeted training, a concept from Penny Butler in the UK, to address trunk control. The parents of Braden, a 5-year-old in the study, have reported a significant positive impact on his life. A video game that contributes to Alzheimer's research? Futurity reports that scientists have found a way for the public to contribute to Alzheimer's research by crowdsourcing data analysis via an online video game called Stall Catchers. The research focuses on how reduced blood flow in the brain contributes to Alzheimer's. The game challenges users to find clogged blood vessels within a highlighted area on a black and white background. Stall Catchers addresses a bottleneck in the research. Scientists have not yet been able to identify an algorithm that accurately finds clogged blood vessels. Thus, this must be done by the human eye. The game is simple and does not require a science background, but allows many users to analyze the data collected by the lab, significantly speeding that research along. For a link to allow you to play Stall Catchers, check out their link in the blog post that accompanies this episode at ptpinecast.com. This episode's buzzword, election. The election that everybody hopes the rest of the world can't see. Even Canada felt the need to create a hashtag, #TellAmericaIt'sGreat. And Saturday Night Live doesn't even need show writers anymore. The content writes itself. While we all hold our breath, the APTA Student Assembly Board was sworn in on Saturday, October 29th at the National Student Conclave. These students now represent one-third of the entire membership of the American Physical Therapy Association. No big deal.
This is What the Healthier.
Yay!
Stories from the lighter side of the news desk. Things that make you scratch your head and say, what the hell?
John Weigel and Olaf Danielson are currently engaged in a frenzied battle of extreme bird watching, hoping to close out 2016 as the new North American champ of the American Birding Association. A recent score check in September had Weigel ahead 763 to 759. The previous single year record was 749 birds watched. Danielson is perhaps better known for doing much of his birding in the nude and is the author of the provocatively titled book, Boobies, Peckers, and Tits. Relax, they're all common names of popular birds. Apparently, those sex scenes on HBO's Girls are just as kinky as they seem. Lena Dunham, star of the show, injured herself during filming. She ended up at her PT's office, though she didn't exactly fill out the details of her injury in her subjective history.
In the last week of filming, I ended up having to go to physical therapy because of a sex scene injury. I was basically telling my scene partner I could do physical things that I can't actually do. Okay. I was like, I'm so flexible, you can't hurt me, this is gonna be hilarious. And the next morning I woke up and something was very wrong.
Yeah.
The wheelbarrow position? Not for everybody.
What the hell? We scour the internet to find the stories that make you say, what the hell? This was another installment of What the Hell Theater.
For more information about the stories that you heard here, including links to articles and papers, check out the news tab of the blog section at ptpintcast.com. If you have any story suggestions, contact us online at ptpintcast on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and at our website, ptpintcast.com. Our executive producers are Rachel German from the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee and Caitlin Cederholm from Marymount University. Thanks for listening. I'm your host, physical therapist, Jimmy McKay.
The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. Our lawyers made us read that.